以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容不加梵歌原译，第六章，世界32到40，时间1966年9月14日，地点纽约。
Atmopamanya Sarvatra Samang Pashyati Jo Arjuna Please come forward. Sukhama Bhadivad Khamsa Yogi Parama Mataha. Now we have been discussing for the last few days about the perfect form of yoga.
我们在过去几天里讨论完美的瑜伽方法。
Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is teaching Arjuna directly the perfect form of yoga.
主 Krishna, 自尊人格神，他在直接地教导 Arjuna 完美的瑜伽方法。
If you actually want to perform the yoga system, then here is authoritative statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead.So, we have discussed in detail now.
如果你真正的想练习瑜伽系统，那么这里有自尊人格神的权威断言，我们已经详尽的讨论过了。
After hearing the system, Arjuna is replied.
在听完整个系统之后，阿朱那回答。
Just mind that it is.The whole thing was being described in the battlefield. In the battlefield, this whole Bhagavad Gita was taught to Arjuna in the battlefield.
你们要知道，这整个事情都是在战场上描述的。陈布伯加梵歌是在战场上教导给阿朱那的。
And when Arjuna was just going to release his arms.On the opposite party, on the enemy's party. He thought he got a sentiment. So why is he fighting with my own kinsmen?
当尔金呢正准备向他的对方向他的敌人释放他的武器的时候，他突然有了一些感情。啊，为什么我要这样和我自己的亲人作战呢？
That was his illusion. And, eradicate that illusion of Arjuna, this Bhagavad Gita was explained by Lord Krishna.
这是他的迷惑，为了清除 Arjuna 的这一迷惑，主 Krishna 向他解释了《伯加梵歌》。
Now you can understand how much time could be allowed for this discussion.
你可以理解。有多少时间可以用来进行这一讨论？那是战场，立即就要作战。
Everyone is ready.
每个人都准备好了。
So, now, at most 1 hour. I don't think that is at most.
最多一个小时，我想那是最多的。
So within this 1 hour, the whole Bhagavad Gita was discussed.
在这一个小时里，讨论了整部《伯加梵歌》。
And Arjuna changed his decision and his thought.
而 Arjuna 改变了他的决定，进行作战。
Now, within that time, he is also instructing Arjuna about the yoga system.
在那段时间里，他也在教导 Arjuna 瑜伽系统。
Now, after hearing the details of yoga system, how to sit down, how to keep the body straight, how to keep the eyes.Up close, and how to see the uppermost part of the nose without diverting your attention, and in secluded place, in a sacred place, alone. All these paraphernalia is described for performing perfect yoga.
在聆听了瑜伽系统的细节之后，例如如何坐下，如何保持身体挺直，如何保持眼睛半开半闭，看着鼻子尖。不要转移注意力，在一个僻静的地方，在一个神圣的地方，独自一人，等等，所有这些进行完美的瑜伽体系的复杂的程序。
Now, Arjuna, after hearing everything from Krishna, he is replying.
Arjuna 在从 Krishna 里听到了这一切之后回答说
Arjuna Vacha Yoyam Yogasya Aproksya Shamena Madhusudana Tetasya Ahanganapashyami Chanchalatyak Siteng Siram Now Arjuna says My dear Krishna The details which were not very detailed but a summary of yoga system which you have prescribed and you asked me to follow. I think it is very difficult for me on account of my agitated mind.
Arjuna 说我亲爱的 Krishna 你描述的这些细节啊，并不是细节你所综述的瑜伽系统你要求我遵循我觉得这对我来说是非常困难的因为我心里很不安定。
Chanchalatya, chanchalatya means agitated mind.
Chanchalatya 意思是心里不安定。
We must always remember that we are in a circumstance, material circumstance, where every time, every moment.Our mind is agitated.
我们要记住，我们是在一个物质的环境中，在每一时刻，心里都是不安定的。
You are not in a very comfortable situation.
我们并不是在一个很舒适的环境中。
We are thinking that this situation will save me for further anxieties of my mind. But when I reach to that point.I feel that the anxieties have increased.
我们想，在这一境况呢，使我免于我心意在未来的焦虑。但是当我到达了那个时候之后，我发现焦虑增加了。
It has not increased. Because the nature of the material world is like that, you cannot be free from anxiety.
它没有减少，因为物质世界本性就是那样的，你不可能免于焦虑。
That is the nature.
这是本性。
So we are simply trying to make a solution of our anxieties by different methods. But the place is such that it is not possible to make a solution of anxiety.
我们只是想通过不同的方法解决我们的焦虑，但我们的处境是不可能解决我们的焦虑。
Now Arjuna, he cannot be a false pretender. He frankly says, my dear Arjuna, the system of yoga which you have prescribed.
Arjuna, 他不会装模作样，他坦率地说，我亲爱的 Krishna, 你描述的这瑜伽系统。
Yoyam Yogasya Aproksya, the summary description of yoga system.Which you have described.
你向我综述的这瑜伽系统。
Samena Madhusudana. Krishna's another name is Madhusudana.
Samena Madhusudana. Krishna 的另外一个名字是 Madhusudana.
Madhusudana means he killed one demon whose name was Madhu.
马杜苏丹意思是他杀死了一个叫马杜的恶魔。
Therefore, God's names are different according to different activities of God.
根据神的不同的活动，神有不同的名字。
God has got innumerable names because He has got innumerable activities.
神有无数的名字，因为他有无数的活动。
Suppose we are part and parcel of God, we have got innumerable, we cannot remember how much activities we have engaged in from our childhood up to this time.
我们是神的所属部分，我们有无数的活动，我们甚至不能记起从我们童年一直到现在我们从事了多少活动。
So this is about God.He is unlimited, therefore his activities are also unlimited.
那么想一下神，他是 无限的，因此它的活动也是无限的。
So he has got unlimited names.
因此它也有无限的名字。
Anyway, Krishna offers the chief name, but he has got many other unlimited names.
当然 ，Krishna 是主要的名字，但是它也有其他的无数的名字。
So one of the name is Madhusudan.
其中的一个是 Madhusudan。
Madhusudan means he killed a demon, a very great demon.
Madhusudan 指他杀死了一个恶魔，一个伟巨大的恶魔。
Therefore, since then his name is Madhusudan.
从那时候开始，他的名字便是 Madhusudan。
So, what is the purpose of Madhusudan? Why he is addressing? He could address Krishna directly because he is more known to Krishna as friend, Krishna and Arjuna.
那么他称呼 Madhusudana 的含义是什么呢？他可以直接的称呼 Krishna， Arjuna 是以作为名字而著名的。Krishna 和 Arjuna。
Why is asking? Why is saying Madhusudana?
那么他为什么要问 Madhusudana 呢
？That means this mind is as the big demon, just like Madhusudana。
这指的是这个心意就像一个大的恶魔，好比 Madhu 一样。
If it is possible to kill the demon, then we can attain yoga.
如果能够杀死这个恶魔，那我们能够获得瑜伽 yoga.
You see, the particular purpose of Madhusudana that you are a killer of Madhusudana, Madhu, demon. Now, I think my mind is stronger than this Madhu demon. So if you can kill it, then it is possible for me to access this yoga.
因此称呼 Madhusudana 的特别的目的是你杀死了 Madhu 恶魔，而我认为我的心意比 Madhu 恶魔还要强大，如果你能够杀死他，那么我便有可能接受这瑜伽系统。
The mind is so agitated.
这个心意是那样的动荡不安。
Chantalam himana krishna pramati balavadviram tasyaham nigrahanamanne vahureva sudhuskaram.He is describing his deficiency. That, my dear Krishna, my mind is so much, I'm restless, agitated.
他是在描述他的缺点。我亲爱的 Arjuna, 亲爱的 Krishna, 我的心意是这么的不安定，这么狂躁。
Chanchala, Chanchala means restless.
Chanchala 意思是不安定。
Chanchala himana Krishna, Pramati, Pramati means,just like a man, pramati, without any brain.
Pramati 意思是就像一个疯子，没有头脑。
Pramati and balavat and very strong.
还有 balavat 非常强大，非常强壮。
Mind is dragging to somewhere else.
我的心意在把我拖向另一个地方。
I'm trying. Mind, don't go there.
我在挣扎，心意不要去那里。
The mind says, no, I must go.
心意说，不，我一定要去。
Must go. And sometimes we agree, all right, let me go.
有时候我们便会同意，好吧，我们去吧。
It is very strong.
因此它是非常强大的。
So, Arjuna is saying, Tatam Nigraham. Now, you have the whole process of your yoga system.Is the summon Saraswati of yoga system is to control the mind.
Arjuna 说，你所描述的这个整个瑜伽系统的种子和精髓便是控制心意。
The educated mind should be controlled, and the mind has to be focused on the super soul.
不安定的心意应该受到控制，而心意应该集中于超灵。
That is the whole purpose of yoga.
这便是 yoga 的整个的目的。
Arjuna says, the tatam nigraham manne, the mind is so agitated that to cut down the mind is as impossible as you want to stop a hurricane.
Arjuna 说，这个心意是那么的不安定，以至于要制服它，就像要停止一场飓风那样不可能。
Suppose there is hurricane.It is blowing so strongly, and if one stands before the hurricane and stretching his hand out, I will stop it. Is it possible?
No. Just see.
比如说有飓风，风刮得非常猛烈，如果一个人站在飓风面前，伸出他的手掌，啊，我要停止他，这可能吗？嗯，不。
Now, you can just imagine, Arjuna, 5,000 years before, and he was understanding from Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, his friend.
现在你可以想象一下 ，Arjuna 在5000年之前，在从他的朋友 Krishna 那里理解不加梵歌。
Just imagine what is his qualification.
你只要想象一下他有什么样。多好的品质品格
He is direct friend of Krishna and he is a great warrior
他是 Krishna 的直接的朋友他又是一个伟大的战士
He has got administrative capacity and he is and at the same time his knowledge
他有管理的能力同时他又很有知识
comparing his knowledge This Bhagavad Gita he understood within 1 hour.
要看一下他多么有知识。这部 Bhagavad Gita 他是在一个小时里就明白了。
This Bhagavad Gita which is not understood in one life at the present moment. He understood this Bhagavad Gita in 1 hour.
这部不加梵歌在现在一个人花一生都明白不了而他在一个小时里就明白了。
So how much intelligent he was.
因此看他是多么的智慧。
And he belonged to the royal family. All facilities were there.
他又是属于一个皇家的贵族家庭。他有一切的便利条件。
And he is accepting, that it is not possible for me.
但他还是承认说这对我是不可能的
Now do you think what was impossible for Arjuna 5,000 years before in such favorable circumstances is it possible for you to discharge
你是不是认为在五千年前对于 Arjuna 在那么好的一个环境中都不可能的事情而你是可能去完成呢
Do you belong to theArjuna category? No. We are 1,000 times lower than Arjuna category.
你是不是属于 Arjuna 那一类呢？不，我们比 Arjuna 的类型要低成千上万倍。
And what was impossible for Arjuna? Do you think it is possible for you?
那么对 Arjuna 来说不可能的事情，你认为对你可能吗？
Any sane man will do that thing that what was.In Bengali, perhaps, there is very nice comparison like this.
任何一名字的人都不会这么想。那在班加利语中、孟加拉语中有一个谚语，对此打了一个很好的比方。
That's a Bharavara Ghora Galo Rasatal Beto Ghora Bale Kato Jo. That means, you know, the animals they can swim.Over the river.
你们知道动物是可以游过河的。
So there was a big overflowing river. At that time there was no such carrying boats and fish. So everyone had to cross the river either by small boats or by swimming.
有一条巨大的泛滥的河流，在那时候没有摆渡的船只，每个人要过河必须得通划小船或者通过游泳。
So, generally, the animals were allowed to swim over, to cross over the other bank, and men, they took small boats and they.
一般来说，动物会游过去，游到对岸，而人会划小船过去。
Now, there is very good current, so many horses, they swept away by the current.
洪水非常猛烈，有许多马匹都被卷走了。
And one lean and thin horse came. He's asking, "Oil, let me know how much water this is."
有一匹瘦弱的、瘦弱的马来了，他想啊，让我来试一下这水有多大。
Similarly, what was impossible for Arjuna, such a stalwart, such an advanced, in every respect, and directly a friend of Krishna, he is admitting that Krishna, this process is not possible.
因此对于阿尔来说不可能的事情，他是那样一个坚定的人，那样一个在各方面都非常进步的人，又是 Krishna 的直接的朋友，他向 Krishna 承认说这过程对我来说不可能。
Well, I'm a military man、I have to look after the administrative affairs、
我是一个战士，我必须得照顾管理的事务。
So how can I concentrate my mind in that way which you have prescribed?
那么我怎么可能像你所规定的那样激动我的心意？
It is not possible.
这对我是不可能的。
He flatly denied. He flatly denied.
他直截了当的拒绝了。
He never attempted it all. Because from the history of Mahabharata, we don't find that Arjuna ever went for meditation at the Yoga Sutra. No. Never.
而且他也从来没有尝试过。因为在马哈巴尔特的历史中，我们从来不会发现阿尊呢曾经去进行瑜伽系统的冥想，从没有。
But still, he was satisfied by Krishna that he was the only man to understand Bhagavad Gita. He was the only man.
但是 Krishna 向他证实说，你是唯一能理解不加凡歌的人，你是唯一的人。
Why?Bhaktosi, because you are my devotee.
为什么呢 ？Bhaktosi, 因为你是我的奉献者。
Priyosi, you are my very dear friend.
Priyosi, 你是我非常亲密的朋友。
So with such a nice certificate and such favorable conditions, still he refused.
有这么好的资格，有这么有利的条件。他还是拒绝了。
Chanchalasi Manakrishna Pramati Balavadriham Tashaham Nigrahan Manne Bayuri Vasudhuskaram Bayuri. Just it is impossible to control the hurricane wind. Similarly, it is impossible for me to control my mind. It is not possible.
Bayuri Va 就好比不可能控制飓风一样，对我来说无法不可能控制我的心意，这是不可能的。
Then, how to control the mind? That's the same thing, Krishna consciousness.
那么怎么控制心意呢？通过 Krishna 知觉。
You can control the mind if you fix up your mind always in Krishna.
如果你总是集中你的心于 Krishna， 你便能控制心意。
That is the only way.
这是唯一的方法。
Savai Manakrishna Padarvindayo Bhatanchi Vaikuntha Gunanubandha. That is the only perfect yoga.
这是唯一的完美的瑜伽。
Our subject matter for today's lecture is perfect yoga.
我们今天讲到的主题是完美的瑜伽。
This Krishna consciousness is the perfect form of yoga.
所以 Krishna 知觉是瑜伽系统的完美形式。
That is admitted 5,000 years before.
这是在五千年前就得到承认的。
At that time, there was all circumstances, very. And in the Sastra also, it is said.
在那时候，各种环境也是非常好的。在下次就这么说道。
That created of Dhatu Vishnu, Sritayam Jajatu Makhai, Dapare Parishadjayam Kalota Dharikirtana.We will find in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12th canto, Shukadeva Goswami is recommending to Maharaj Parikshit that Kriteja Dhayato Vishnu.
在 Srimad Bhagavatam 第十二篇中， Shukadeva Goswami 向 Maharaj Parikshit 的推荐说 Kriteja Dhayato Vishnu.
In the Satyayu, when people used to live far up,10 millions of years. At that time, this yoga system was nice.
在 Satya Yuga, 那时候人们通常能活1000万年， 在那时候这瑜伽系统是非常好的。是在那个时候。在萨提瑜伽中，通过这样冥想的瑜伽方法能够获得的成果，在下一个瑜伽瑞塔瑜伽中也能够获得，通过进行巨大的集体牺牲。
And the same success was achieved in the next yuga, Dwapara Yuga, by worshipping temple worship.
而这同样的成果，在下一个 yuga, Dwapara Yuga, 也能够获得，通过庙宇崇拜。
And the same success you can achieve simply by chanting Hari Krishna.
而这同样的成果，你只要唱诵 Hari Krishna, 也能够获得。
So this is the perfect form of yoga.
因此这是完美的瑜伽形式。
So, now Arjun flatly says that, my dear Krishna, the process which you have described is very nice process, but so far I am concerned,I admit that it is not possible. It is not.
这里阿尔贾坦率地说，我亲爱的 Krishna， 你所描述的这一方法是非常好的方法，但是对我来说，我承认这对我是不可能的，这是不可能的。
Now we have to think that what was not possible for Arjuna in such favorable condition and 5,000 years before, how is this possible for me?A teeny living entity, and disturbed by so many things at the present moment.
我们必须要想一下，对于阿尔贾来说都是不可能的。他是在那么好的环境中，在5000年之前，对他不可能。那么对我是可能的吗？我是这样一个渺小的生物体，在现在又被这么多的事情打扰。
My, used to be for the.10 million of years, and it is very difficult to live for 50 years or 60 years at the present moment.
他们通常能活上1000万年，而在现在，活上50年、60年都困难。
At most, a man lives for 60 years. That's all.
最多一个人能活上80年，仅此而已。
Then again, we are not so much advanced.
而且我们不是非常进步。
We are always disturbed in our circumstances.
而且总是被我们的环境打扰。
There is disease, there is war, there is pestilence, there is famine, so many disturbances.
有疾病，有战争，有瘟疫，有饥荒，这么多干扰。
So our duration of life is smaller, and at the same time we are disturbed, and we are not intelligent.And we are unfortunate at this time.
因此我们的寿命是非常短的，同时我们又受到打扰，而且我们不智慧，同时我们又非常的不幸。
At the present moment, you will find 80% people, they are unfortunate.
现在你会发现80%的人都是不幸的。
If we compare what is fortune and misfortune,then we'll find in every country 80% people that are unfortunate.
如果比较一下幸运的和不幸的，我们会发现在每个国家都有80%的人是不幸的。
And therefore, this world is getting to communism because they're fighting. They're fighting. So this is the condition of the present day.
因此，这个地球上到处都有共产主义运动。因为那些人在斗争，他们在斗争。这便是当今这个时候的处境。
How can you perform this such difficult process of yoga, which was refused by your view? That is my problem.
我的提案是，你怎么可能进行这连阿尔贾都拒绝的这么困难的方法呢
It is not possible.
这是不可能的。
If you are attempting such difficult process in a pseudo way, then you can be satisfied in your own way, but you will never achieve success of the yoga.
如果你以一种虚假的方式尝试最困难的方法，那么你能够以你自己的方式得到满足，但你永远不会获得瑜伽系统的真正的成功。
Now, you must know it clearly.
你必须要清楚地知道这一点。
The yoga system is not possible in this age.
因此，瑜伽系统在这一年代是不可能的。
If you want to prosecute any yoga system, this bhakti yoga, Krishna consciousness, and chanting Hare Krishna.
如果你想要进行某种瑜伽系统，那么便是这个 bhakti yoga, Krishna 直觉，唱诵 Hare Krishna。
That is recommended in Vedic scripture that is introduced by great authority like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
这是在伟大文献中推荐的，这是由像 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 那样伟大的权威所 引导的。
And you will find in the Bhagavad Gita.
在 Bhagavad Gita 中说到
Mahatmanastumam Sarsadevi Prakitim Asita Bhajanti Ananna Manasuhu.
总是在荣耀，那些人是 Mahatma.
Great soul.
那些人是伟大的灵魂。
Oh. If you want to be great soul.And in terms of the Vedic literature, in terms of Bhagavad Gita, in terms of great saints and sages, then you have to adopt this Krishna consciousness and chanting of Hare Krishna.
如果这样成为按照伟大文献所定义的，按照 Bhagavad Gita 所定义的，那些伟大的圣人们所定义的伟大的灵魂，那么你必须要采取这个 Krishna 直觉的方法。唱诵 Hare Krishna.
No other process will be possible.
任何其他的方法都是不可能的。
Impossible. Just imagine a personality like Arjuna with all facilities of life and 5,000 years before the circumstances were different and still he denied.
你只要想象一下，像尔中的这样的一个人。有着生活的一切便利条件，而且是在5000年之前，那时候环境是非常不同的，但他仍旧拒绝了。
The yoga system actually, if you simply making a so bottle of meditation, if you are satisfied, that is a different.
如果你只是装一下样子，像一个展览品一样的冥想。那么你会得到满足，那是另外一件事情。
Make yourself a soul bottle. But soul bottle demonstration will not make you successful.
你可以成为一个展览品，但是展览品那样的展示不会使你成功。
It is clearly according to Bhagavad.
按照 Bhagavad Gita 这是很清楚的。
Soul bottle demonstration will not make you successful. You have to be really bottle of medicine.
展览品一样的展示不会使你成功，你必须要成为真正的装有药的瓶子。
Then it will cure.
那样的话才能治愈。
You know, of course, I hear that in India we have got some soap bottles in the medicine shop.
在印度，我们在一些药店里有一些展览品。
Some red water big put into the big bottle, and electric light. That means advertisement.Here is a bottle of medicine.
在一个很大的瓶子里面装一些红色的药水，而通上电光，那是一种广告。在这里有一瓶药。
But that is a sober, red water.
但那只是一个展览品，和一些红色的水。
So red water will not cure your disease.
仅仅红色的水不能够治愈疾病。
You must have really actually mixture, fever mixture.
你必须要有真正的药剂。比如说感冒复合方复方合剂。
So that fever mixture is very difficult. Now Krishna says,
那样的复方合集是非常难得到的。
Krishna does not say, oh, you are my friend, you are so favorably situated, how would you deny it? No, you cannot deny.
现在 Krishna 说，而 Krishna 并没有说你是我的朋友，你的处境这么好，你为什么要拒绝他，故你不能拒绝他。
Now he gave so much stress on the fighting. Oh, you are Kshatriya, must fight. But so far the Jova system, he gave him the idea, this is the Jova system, but he is not stressing.
这里 Krishna 是在强调作战，你是一个 Kshatriya， 你必须要作战。但至于瑜伽系统，他只是给他一些主意，嗯，这是瑜伽系统，但他并没有强调。他说
He says, Atamsaya Mahabaho Mano Duddhigahana Chalam Abhyasinu Kukontiya Vairagina Chagriyate. Yes, I admit, it is very difficult.
嗯，是的，我承认这是非常困难的。
He also says, Yes, my dear Arjuna, it is very difficult.
他也说是的，我亲爱的君呢，这是非常困难的。
啊，阿桑萨，马哈拉，哦 ，you are mighty, mighty soldier, but still, I think it is what we are saying, it is nice, it is really bad.
嗯，你是臂力强大的伟大的战士，但我仍旧认为你所说的是非常对的，是事实。
阿桑萨马哈，摩诺杜尼冈查拉。Mind is very difficult to control. Yes, what you are saying, but it can be controlled.
正如你所说的，心是非常难控制的，但是它是可以被控制的。
How? Obviously, in a context, if you practice, the mind can be controlled.
怎么样呢？如果你练习，心是可以被控制的。
So the controlling of the mind by practice.
因此通过练习控制心意。
Vairagina. Vairagina means by renunciation.
还有 Vairagina. Vairagina 意思是通过气绝。
Vairagya means renunciation.
Vairagya 意思是气绝。
And what is the renunciation? I cannot renounce even smoking. I cannot renounce evendrinking so many things. I cannot renounce so many things, but still I am going to Jova class for practice.
那一气绝是什么呢？哦，我连吸烟都放弃不了，我连喝这些东西都放弃不了，我有那么多东西都放弃不了，但我仍旧要去瑜伽班进行练习。
Is it possible?
这可能成功吗？
So many rules and regulations are there, and I am unable to give up even the small things smoking.
有那么多规范守则，但我连一些很小的东西都放弃不了，比如说吸烟。
Here it is said, Vairagya. There is the big list of Vairagya. You cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this, you cannot do this.
这里提到 Vairagya 呢关于 Vairagya 有很大的很长的一张表，你不能做这样，你不能做那样，你不能做这，你不能做那。
And the whole list is summarized that you cannot have any illicit connection with woman. You cannot eat any non-vegetarian dish. You cannot.Be addicted any kind of intoxication, and you cannot take part in any kind of gambling.
这整张表综合起来便是：你不能有任何和女人的非法关系，你不能吃任何不是素食的菜肴，你不能参与任何种类的毒品，你不能参与任何形式的赌博。
At least these four things, or these four things include everything.All kinds of Vairagya.
至少这四样东西，这四件事情包括了一切各种形式的 Vairagya.
So we have to take how much we have been able to discard these things.
因此我们必须检验一下在多大的程度上我们能够抛弃这些事情。
Then Vairagya. then I can control my mind.
那样才是 vairagya， 然后我才能控制我的心意。
Controlling a mind is not so easy thing that I go to the store and purchase something. No.
控制心意并不是那么简单的事情，就好比到商店里买东西一样。
Abhyasena tu kaunteya vairagina cha gihyate. So this vairagya can be very easily practiced when you are in Krishna consciousness.
当你处于 Krishna 世界中，变得很容易的练习 Vairagya。
We are practically seeing these four things. Our students have very easily given them because they are serious about Krishna consciousness.
我们实际上都能看到，我们的学生们能够非常轻易地放弃这四样事情，因为他们对于 Krishna 世界非常认真。
This is not advertisement.Yeah, you can ask. There are many students here who have taken up this philosophy very seriously, and they find it easy.
这并不是做广告，你可以问一下，这里有这么多学生，非常认真地接受了这一哲学，而他们发现这很简单。
They find it easy. Vairagya automatically becomes.
他们发现很简单，它自动地变有了 Vairagya。
It is such a nice thing.
这是这么好。
It is such a nice thing that easily you become detestful to all these things.
这是这么好，非常容易的你变得厌恶所有这些事情。
We do not discourage, sex life, but we discourage illicit connection with man and woman.
我们并不反对性生活，但是我们反对和男人或者女人的非法关系。
Sex life cannot be discouraged because you have got this body, material body. Sex desire is a demand.
性生活不可能被制止，因为你有这个躯体，物质躯体，性欲是一种要求。
Have to satisfy, otherwise you shall go ill.
我们必须要满足它，要不然我们会得病。
As you have to eat something.As you have to sleep for some time, so sex life is also required.
这是我们必须得进食，必须得睡一定的时间。同样的，性生活也是必须的。
So we cannot discourage it. Neither all the Vedic literature discourage, but Vedic literature cannot allow it.
因此，我们并不反对它。所有的伟大文献也并不反对它，但是伟大文献不能反对你有非法的性生活。
If you actually serious about advancement of spiritual life, then you cannot encourage illicit connection, no.
如果你真正的对灵性进步非常认真，那么你便不能够鼓励非法的性关系。
I request all my young students that you get yourself married.
我要求我学生说，你要结婚。
And recently I have performed myself one marriage ceremony on two of my students. They have been married actually. So we don't discourage what is necessary, but we cannot allow illicit things.
最近我主持了一场婚礼，我的两个学生们结婚了。因此我们并不反对必要的东西，但是我们不能允许任何非法的东西。
So these are called vairagya.
这些被称为 vairagya.
So vairagya means we have to regulate our life.
Vairagya 意味着我们必须要规范我们的生活。
Unless we regulate our mind, the mind is always agitated. And if we be addicted to all these things, then more irritation will come.
除非你能够规范你的心意，心意是这么的焦躁、动荡不安。如果我们沉溺于所有这些事情，那么它便会变得更加的不安定。
If you have got illicit connection with woman, the mind will be always agitated.
如果你有和女人的非法关系，这个心会总是非常狂躁。
If you are intoxicated, mind will be more agitated.
如果我们吸毒，心会更加的动荡。
If you don't take, good stuff in the goodness.Very strong and pungent and animal food stuff, then our mind will be more agitated.
如果你不吃三类形态的食物，而吃非常刺激的或者动物制品，那我们的心意会变得更加动荡不安。
And so far gambling is concerned, or sometimes you have to commit suicide.
而至于赌博，有时候我们被迫得自杀。
There is history of gambling clubs that when a person loses everything, he commits suicide and he's thrown out.
在赌博俱乐部的历史中，有一个人失去了一切便自杀了，然后就便被抛弃扔走了。
I have heard that in Europe there are many clubs.
我听说在欧洲有许多这样的俱乐部。
They go for gambling and they lose everything, whatever, and they commit suicide.
他们去那里赌博，然后他们什么都赌输了，然后自杀。
And the club and provider throws him. There is no law.
那这个俱乐部的主人便会把他扔到大街上，他那里没有法律。
I have heard, of course, I do not know. You may know better than.
这是我听说的，当然我并不知道，也许你比我知道的更清楚。
So, if we want to control the mind, then we have to adopt the regulative principles of life.
因此，如果我们想要控制心意，我们必须得采取这些生活的规范守则。
Not that we have to give up.But we have to make regular.
并不是说我们必须得放弃，但是我们必须要使它规范化。
Vedas, many things possible, and the best thing is that engage your mind always in Krishna consciousness.
然后才有可能采取瑜伽形式，而最好的便是使你的心意永远从事于 Krishna 知觉。
We are trying to engage our students 24 hours, either in this way, that way, this way, that way, in Krishna.
我们试图使我们的学生们24小时的以这种方式或者那种方式从事于 Krishna 知觉。
That is samadhi, trance, transcendental situation.
那是 samadhi, 神定，超然的处境。
You can eat.You can enjoy, you can dance, you can sing, you can walk, all things for Krishna consciousness.
你可以吃，你可以享受，你可以跳舞，你可以观看，你可以工作，一切都是为了 Krishna 知觉。
That will automatically make you renounce all of life.
那能自动的使你处于生活的气绝阶段。
But if you try to follow this.Yoga system, which was possible in the Satya Yuga, some millions of years before, and if you want to adopt that, it is not possible.
但是如果你想要遵循这个，在成百万年前，在Satya Yuga中有可能的瑜伽系统，如果你想要采用那个系统，那是不可能的。
If you want to be satisfied becoming a sober, then that is a difference. Remain a sober.
如果你仅仅是成为一个攒览品便感到满足。那是另外一回事，你可以当一个展览品。
But if you want really actual success, then you cannot adopt that process.
但是如果你想要真正的成功，你不能采用那个方法。
Asamjata atmana yoga duspapa iti me mati. Now Krishna says yes. Asamjata mana, one who has not been able to control his mind.Yoga Dusprapa, the success in yoga is actually never possible.
这里 Krishna 说，是的，一个不能够控制他的心意的人，在瑜伽中成功是永远不可能的。
Dusprapa means difficult to achieve.
Dusprapa 意思是难以获得。
It may not be. Yes, I think you are right. You are right.
是的，我认为你是对的。
Vashyatmana sujatata sakko avaptum upayata. But one who is determined, he can find out the ways and means how he can control the mind. It is serious.
但是一个有决心的人，他能够找出方法控制心意，如果他是认真的话。
So, this is the way. if you become Krishna conscious and try to follow the principle, then this is the nicest possible way of controlling one.
因此，这便是方法。如果你变得具有 Krishna 知觉，试着遵循所有这些原则，那么这是所有控制心意的可能的方法中最好的。
Vashyatmana, Vashyatmana sujatata sakko abhaptum upayata. Upayata means you can find out means, ways and means.
Upayata 意思是你可以找出方法。
You can control.
你能够控制。
Arjuna Bhat, now, so far, the description. Now, Arjuna did not further say. Arjuna said that it is impossible for me.
Arjuna Vacha, 至于这些描述 Arjuna 没有进一步讨论 Arjuna 说了这对我是不可能的
And Krishna also said Yes, it is a little process But if you try, you can do it No further distance
而 Krishna 也说是的这是非常难的过程但如果你是尝试你能够做没有进一步的讨论
Because both of them were not very serious about It is a process, recognized process, but it is very difficult for the human being at the present moment.
因为他们两者对此都不是非常当真，这是一个方法，是一个受推荐的方法，但它对于这个时候的人类是非常困难的。
The process is not rejected. Bhagavad Gita accepts the yoga process.
这个方法并没有被拒绝。Bhagavad Gita 接受这瑜伽方法
That means the process is recognized
这意味着这个方法是受推荐的
It is a sign But at the present moment even 5,000 years before it was impossible to be practiced
这是 一门科学但是在现在这个时候即便是在5000年以前它也是不可能实践的
Now how we can imagine that 5,000 years after it has improved the condition so that you can practice this system. No.
那我们怎么能想象在5000年之后条件改善了你便能够练习这一系统了不是这样的。
Therefore they did not. Either Arjuna or Krishna, both of them indulge in discussing further on this point.
因此他们两者 Arjuna 和 Krishna都没有过多的讨论这一点。
The next one, Arjuna is discussing.
Arjuna 在讨论下一个要点。
Ajati sadhyapeta yoga chalita manasa aprapa yoga sansiddhin kanghutin krishna gacchati. Now, he's asking, my dear Krishna, these things have been discussed, the yoga system,Yoga system is not only that yoga system, the bhakti yoga system, the Krishna consciousness, this is also yoga system.
Arjuna 问道我亲爱的 Krishna, 他们讨论的这些事情瑜伽系统并不止那个瑜伽系统这个 bhakti yoga 的系统 Krishna 知觉也是一种瑜伽系统。
Now, many students come to practice this yoga or that yoga.
那么有许多学生练习这种瑜伽或者那种瑜伽
Now, somehow or other, they may not be successful.
那么由于这样那样的原因他们可能不成功
They may not be successful or half finished or one-fourth finished
他们可能不成功半路退出了或者四分之一就退出了
Everything has got a course
每件事情都有一个过程
So, just like if you want to be a medical student, there are 5 years, 6 years course.
正如如果你想成为医学学生，那么有5年或者6年的课程。
If you study for 2 years and give it up, then you cannot have the status.
如果你学了2年便放弃了，那你便不能得到这个学位。
You cannot be recognized as a medical practitioner.
你也不能被承认为一个医生。
But if you complete the course.You get the university degree, MD, Doctor of Medicine, or something like that.
但如果你完成了课程，你便能得到学校的学位， 比如说医学博士等等。
And you are recognized, you can practice.
你也能受到承认，你能够行医。
From here it is said that ajati sadhyapi, somebody is attracted that I shall make my life successful by the spiritual process, the yoga system or jnana system or bhakti system.
那这里也提到，有的人受到吸引，想我要通过灵性的方法使我的生命成功，通过瑜伽的系统或者 Jnana 的系统或者是 Bhakti 的系统。
Without inclination, because this inclination also does not come ordinarily.
这种倾向也不是普通的便来的。
That also requires good aspect in the past life. This inclination for spiritual advancement.
这种对灵性进步的倾向也要求在往事有非常好的资产。
Out of millions of men, few only try for making perfection of human life.
在成百万的人中，只有很少几个人试图使人类的生命完美。
And just the top of his dharma, and those who are trying for perfection, out of them, a few only can understand what is God.
而在那些试图成完美的人中，在他们中只有几个人能够理解什么是神。
The God understanding is not so easy.
因此理解神并不是这么简单的。
Now therefore, he says, Arjun says, that ajati sadhyapeta, one has got some faith for spiritual advancement of life. Yoga chalita manasa. But,somehow or other, and he finishes halfway and then falls down from the process.
因此，尔敦的问道：如果一个人对于生命的灵性进步有一定的信心，但是出于这样那样的原因，他半路便退出了，或者便从这个过程中堕落下来。
Apart from yoga sanctity, he could not achieve the perfection.Then what happens to him?
他不能够获得完美，那么对他会怎么样呢？
Because happiness, just like a person was studying for medical certificate and medical qualification, and out of 6 years, he simply performed 2 years.
因为他只完成了一半。正如如果一个人为了医学的学历或者资历而学习，在6年的课程中，他只学了2年。
Neither is a doctor, neither is a clerk.
那么他既不是一个医生，也不是一个职员。
Is he useless? He becomes useless.
他是毫无用处的，他变得毫无用处。
So, Krishna, is being asked by Arjuna whether a person.Who is trying for perfection of life and spiritual advancement, if he finishes only a portion or half, then what happens to him?
因此，尔敦的向 Krishna 问道：如果一个人在试图在灵性进步中获得生命的完美，如果他只完成了一部分或者一半，那他会怎么样？
Does he become useless or worthless?
他会不会变得毫无用处、毫无价值？
Simply wasted time.
是浪费了时间。
Kachinna uvaya vibhrashta chinnabhra mivanasati. Is it not like that a cloud assembled? When the clouds are compact together, then there is possibility of rain. But by wind, it is broken. Now there is no possibility of rain.
是不是会像一个聚集的云朵一样？因为如果云朵聚集在一起，那么便有可能下雨，但如果被风吹开了，那么便不可能有雨。
The example is very nice.
这个例子是非常好的。
Now, what have been brushed up? There was cloud, there was thundering, but there was no rain.
有云朵，有雷电，但是没有雨。
There was no rain.It is especially in the morning. These are some of the
rules, one may know that in the morning, if there is assembly of clouds and there is thundering, you must surely know that there will be no rain. If there is rain, it will be a drop only. There will be no much rain.
特别在早上，有这样的一些规律。如果在早上你看到有云朵聚集，有雷电，你可以肯定的知道不会有下雨。如果下雨的话，也仅仅是几滴而已，不会有真正的雨水。
Mabharam me lokya, prabhate, these are very interesting. You want to know?
这里有些非常有趣的例子，一个应该知道。
哎，阿弥陀佛，摩尼萨佛，prabhate mo mega dumbare, dampate kalhe teiva.Babharam me lahukriya. Ajaya buddhe, fighting between two goats.
Ajaya yudhe, 在两头山羊之间的战斗。
Oh. Now they are very serious about fighting, and somebody comes, does like this, they go.
如果他们非常激烈的战斗，如果有人过来，拍一下手掌，那么他们便会走开。
The fighting stops.
那战斗被结束了。
You see, so babharam, the attempt is very great, but the effect is little.
这个尝试是非常巨大的，但是效果是非常小的。还有一些僧人们在丛林里进行的仪式，他们得到什么呢？他们仅仅得到了一些叶子和花朵，仅此而已。
What arrangement they make? So,
那有什么样的效果呢？
And the prabhate mega dumbare, and in the morning, thundering sound of the cloud.
还有便是在早上的，云朵有雷电的云朵。
And similarly, dampate kalaya, I mean the war between husband and wife.
还有是在丈夫和妻子之间的战争。
So these things are to be taken as insignificant.
这些东西都是被当成为微不足道的。
So of course, in India, the quarrel between husband and wife, nobody cares.
No. 当然，在印度，在丈夫和妻子之间的争吵，没有人会在意。
Nobody cares very seriously.
没有人会很当真。
The husband may complain, the wife may complain, everyone says, "Yes, yes, that's all. I will do it."
丈夫可能会抱怨，妻子可能会抱怨，每个人都会说，啊，好不好吧，没关系的，都会好的。
They never go to court for divorce.
他们不会到法庭去离婚。
You see, there is no seriousness.
都不会很当真的。
And actually, it is fine. I've experienced that they are divorced, but it's still the husband is anxious for the wife and the wife is anxious for the husband.The divorce is
activity. 这也是事实。我曾经看到过一对当真的，他们离婚了，但是丈夫仍旧非常为妻子焦虑，妻子也为丈夫而焦虑。这离婚只是人为的。
The husband and wife combination that cannot be cut off.
丈夫和妻子的结合是不能被切断的。
So one should tolerate this if there is some misunderstanding, they should not go to the court for divorce.
因此一个人应该容忍这些事情，如果有一些误解的话，他们不应该去法庭离婚。
They should tolerate.
他们应该容忍。
These are some of the rules for spiritual advancement.
这也是灵性进步的一些规则。
Here it is said that whether this attack just likeserious attack, but at the same time it is broken, whether it is like a broken cloud which has no meaning, no rain, that's all. Is it like that?
因此在这里问道，那么这种严肃的努力，但是在后来破裂了，那是不是就像一块破裂云朵那样，变得毫无含义，不会有雨水，是不是那样呢？
Apratishta Mahabaha Vimura Brahmanopathi Brahmanopathi means advancementon spiritual success.
Brahmana Pati 意思是在灵性成功上的进步。
So, if he is half-hazardously, halfway he finishes,
then what is the result?
那么如果他到半路便退出了，结果会什么呢？
Etarme samsaram Krishna, I am doubtful about this thing.
我对这些事情有疑问，有疑惑。
Why? Now because if this yoga system, now step for this yoga system which is prescribed. Now if somebody thinks, oh, it was attempted, it was prescribed to Arjuna, and he rejected it because it is very difficult, you know.Never try for any spiritual. Let us see.
因为比如说这个瑜伽系统，这里所描述的，如果有人想啊，这是规定给 Arjuna 的，但是他都拒绝了，因为非常困难，那么我们并不要再尝试任何灵性的东西了。
No, Arjuna is putting therefore this question so that in future people may not be discouraged.
因此而就那边在这里问了这个问题，这样以便于在未来人们不会感到泄气。
May not be discouraged. Therefore he is asking, what is that? Either me samsaram Krishna, it is that the some of the doubts in my mind.
因此他便在问这些问题，他说这是我头脑中的一些疑惑。
Krishna, chetam arhati asuvisata, you will kindly,clear my doubts.
请你仁慈地清除我这些疑惑。
What happens to this one who does not achieve the pure and the highest perfection and success, but a half finish or one fourth finish? Then,
对那些不能够获得纯粹的、最高的、完美的成功的人，他们半路结束了，四分之一地方就结束了。
What happens to them?
对他们会怎么样？
So, tadanna samsaya sastra chitta na dhupapadati. I don't think that anyone can eradicate my doubt except you.
我认为除了你之外没有人能够清除我的疑惑。
那么完了。Now, Krishna is replying, Arjuna, what happens to this half-finished yogi?
那么这里 Bhagavan Vacha Krishna 在回答尔中呢，对那些半路结束的 Yogi 会怎么样？
Yogi always remember, Yogi means either this Dhyana Yogi or Jnana Yogi or Bhakti Yogi.
Yogi 你们要记住， Yogi 意思或者是指 Dhyana Yogi， 或者是 Jnana Yogi， 或者是 Bhakti Yogi.
Yogi does not mean simply those are meditators.
Yogi 并不仅仅指那些冥想家。
Yogi means the meditators, they are also yogi.
Yogi 指那些冥想家，他们也是 yogi.
And those who are trying to understand the absolute truth by philosophical, by theosophical way.
对那些试图用哲学的方法、玄秘主义的方法来理解绝对真理的人，
they are also yogi.
他们也是 yogi.
And those who are actually yogi, they are in Krishna consciousness.
还有那些真正的 Yogi， 他们在 Krishna 世界中。
所以 Bhagavan was now Bhagavan the personality of Godhead. We have several times described the definition of Bhagavan.
Bhagavan 人格神，我们已经几次描述过 Bhagavan 的定义。
Bhagavan means one who has got complete control over six things.
Bhagavan 意思是他能够完美的控制六样东西。
He is Bhagavan, he is God.
那么他是 Bhagavan, 他是神。
What are those six things?
这六样事物是什么呢？
That is just a samagra, complete riches.
完全的富裕。
Vidya sa samagra, Vidya means strength.
Vidya 意思是力量。
Complete riches, complete strength, complete knowledge, complete beauty.Complete renunciation, and complete fame.
完全的富裕，完全的力量，完全的知识，完全的美丽，完全的气质和完全的名誉。
Hey, we are after some fame. I want to be famous. You want to be famous, but we are famous in a circle, in a circle, in a country, in a society.
我们都想获得一些名誉。我想出名，你也想出名， 但我们只是在一个圈子中，在一个国家或者在一个社会中有些名誉。
But nobody is famous like Krishna.
但是没有人像 Krishna 那样出名。
You see, nobody is famous like Krishna. Krishna approached, advented his style on this earth 5,000 years before, but just see how much famous he is still.
Krishna 是在五千年前来到这个地球上，但你看一下，一直到现在他是多么的出名。
Can you give any example in the history?
他在历史上能给出另外一个例子吗
？So many Hitler, so many Mussolini, so many Gandhi is born and went away.
有那么多希特勒，那么多穆斯林尼，那么多的甘地，出生了又消失了。
They are famous for several years.
他们只是出名几年而已。
Nobody can be famous like Krishna.
没有人能像 Krishna 那样出名。
All over the world is famous.And what to speak of India?
在全世界他都非常著名，更不要提印度了。
So it's complete fame.
因此是完全的名誉。
Simply complete fame, complete riches, complete beauty, complete knowledge.
同样的，完全的力量，完全的富裕，完全的美丽，完全的知识。
Just see Bhagavad Gita. It was spoken by Krishna.There is no parallel, there is no competition of Bhagavad Gita.
Bhagavad Gita is Krishna 讲述的，它是无可比拟的，没有任何东西能和 Bhagavad Gita 相提并论。
It is such a knowledge, complete knowledge.
这是这样一种知识，完全的知识。
So one who possesses all these six things in complete is God.
一个可以完全的拥有。这六样东事物的人，他是神。
This is the definition of God.
这是神的定义。
Complete strength, complete beauty, complete knowledge, complete riches, and complete ignorance.
完全的力量，完全的美丽，完全的知识，完全的富裕，完全的气绝。
At the moment, renounce everything. Suppose I have got $10.And if you ask, oh, give me all these $10, so I shall 10 times think before renouncing these $10.
至于气绝，如果我有$10，如果你问向我说啊，请把这$10给我吧，那么在我放弃这$10之前，我至少要想上10遍。
But Krishna is the provider of all riches, but he can renounce anything.
但是 Krishna.他是一切富裕的拥有者，但是他可以弃绝一切。
So these are the definition of Bhagavan. Here it is, the Bhagavan word is used.
因此这边是 Bhagavan 的定义，在这里用了 Bhagavan 这个词。
Therefore, I give you a little definition of Bhagavan.
因此我在这里讲了一点 Bhagavan 的定义。
So Bhagavan Upacha, now because he is complete in knowledge.Therefore, his instruction is valid.
因为他是完全的处于知识之中，因此他的教导是有价值的。
Our knowledge is not complete.
我们的知识是不完整的。
Now we are taking knowledge from Bhagavad Gita, from Bhagavan. But there is no history that Krishna had this knowledge from any spiritual master.
我们是在从 Bhagavad Gita 从 Bhagavan 那里接受知识，但是历史上从来没有过 Krishna 从任何灵性导师那里接受这样知识。
No, he had not to go because it's complete. There was no need of Krishna for going to any speaker. Arjuna has come to Krishna for knowledge because it's complete always.
他是完整的，因此他没有必要去到灵性导师那里。而就呢到 Krishna 这里接受知识，因为 Krishna 总是完整的。
The complete knowledge, the person who is in complete knowledge, we have to believe that.
因此，对一个有完整的知识的人，我们必须要相信他。
That is the system. Evam parampara pratham evam rajasaiva vidu. The system of basic knowledge is to receive incomplete.
这便是系统，伟大知识的系统便是从完整处接受。
How it is receiving complete? Just like Krishna is complete, and the knowledge received from Krishna, it is that is complete.
怎么样完整的接受呢？正如 Krishna 是完整的，那么从 Krishna 那里接受的知识便是完整的。
I may not be experienced. That's Lord John. He is receiving the knowledge from the complete.
我可能是没有经验的。Arjuna 他是在从完整处接受知识。
So if we receive knowledge from Arjuna, then my knowledge is also complete.
但是如果我们从 Arjuna 那里接受知识，那我们的知识也是完整的。
This is the there is no question of research.
那并不存在做研究的问题。
I cannot research. I have to receive.
我无法研究探寻，我必须要接受。
So many things spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, and we are receiving in that way. Suppose a Sputnik is flying on the outer space, and we are getting knowledge of the Sputnik flying from the newspaper. You are.
在博伽梵歌中讲了这么多东西，事实上我们也都是在这样的接受。比如说，在太空中有人造地球卫星在飞行，而我们从报纸上得到知识。人造卫星在飞行。
Not going there, but you are receiving the knowledge from some authorities whom you believe.
你并不会去那里，但你是在从你相信的某个权威那里接受知识。
So don't you think Krishna is the highest authority?
你不认为 Krishna 是最高的权威吗
？So whatever knowledge you receive from Krishna is far better than the newspaper knowledge.
因此，无论你从 Krishna 那里得到什么知识，都比报纸上的知识要好得多。
We are always in the lowest state. Either I read Bhagavad Gita or newspaper.
我们总是在最低的阶层层面，我或者是读 Bhagavad Gita， 或者是读报纸。
I am not with this Sputnik, but newspaper says that Sputnik has gone 25,000 up. I believe.
我并不和人造地球卫星在一起，但是报纸上说地球卫星在25,000英里之上。那我便相信了。
Reading the newspaper, not that. Oh, I want to see. Now, can you see how Sputnik is flying?
我会相信报纸，我并不会问，并不会说啊，我要去看。你怎么能够看人造地球卫星在飞呢
？And why you do say when Bhagavad Gita is spoken? Oh, I want to see.
那么在 Bhagavad Gita 在被讲述的时候，你为什么要说啊，我要亲自看一下
？You just say complete knowledge.From Krishna, the complete person.
你只要从 Krishna 那完整的人那里接受完整的知识。
That will make you perfect.
那能使你完美。
Yes. The Bhagavan was. Bhagavan was. What does he say? Partha, na eva hya, na mutra, vinashastasya vidyate. You mind that? One who is making attempts.For spiritual advancement, oh, either in this life or the next life, will never be vanished.
Bhagavan Vacha, 他说，一个试图灵性进步的人，无论是在这一生中还是在下一生中，他永远不会毁灭，永远不会消失。结束。